pasportu olganman, siz pasportini 93-chi yili.
Afta Boy Kadabayeva is a 34-year-old mother of four. Her oldest daughter is mentally handicapped, and her youngest child has no birth certificate. She and her husband used to have Soviet passports, which were destroyed during the inter-ethnic violence that erupted in Kyrgyzstan in June 2010, rendering them stateless.
Since I am a stateless person and don't have a passport, I have problems with obtaining proper documents for my children. Second, my daughter's social allowances documents are not valid anymore. I have to renew them, but since I don't have a passport, this is an issue. I cannot get a birth certificate for my youngest child. And since I am a stateless person and have no documents, I don't have proper access to medical care.
Stateless people have no nationality. Therefore, countries usually deny them the protection and services available to citizens. People who are stateless often have no right to schooling or health care. They may not be able to own property, travel abroad, get married legally, or register the birth of a child, as in the case of Kadabayeva's youngest child. With few resources and few advocates, stateless people are considered some of the most vulnerable people in the world. UNHCR's Assistant High Commissioner for Protection, Erica Feller, says stateless people live in a shadowy limbo. They are essentially invisible.
People who are stateless people, that is people who do not have an effective nationality or a country that is prepared to exercise protection and consular services on their behalf, they are exceedingly vulnerable people. Why? Because they are a hidden population quite often.
Even when they die, Feller says their passing goes unnoticed. They are not issued a death certificate.
You can die as a stateless person and there's no record of your death because you don't exist and therefore your death is an irrelevancy.
Feller says being stateless increases the risk of children being trafficked. They easily disappear because there's no record of them. She says stateless people are vulnerable to slavery, prostitution and other abuse.
For example, being recruited into armed forces or being subject to forced labor, again, without the protection of the law, the protection that a state responsible for you gives you, you are fair game.
There are various causes of statelessness. A major factor is often racial or ethnic discrimination. For example, Mauritania expelled around 75,000 black Mauritanians in 1989. Gender discrimination is another big cause of statelessness. Around 30 countries, including Morocco, Lebanon, and Saudi Arabia, do not allow a mother who is married to a foreigner to pass her nationality on to her children. Nationality also is lost through state secession. Head of UNHCR Stateless Unit Mark Manley notes in the early 1990s, more than half of the world's stateless lost their nationality because of the breakup of the Soviet Union and the Yugoslav Federation.
It's important to point out that indeed many, many people have acquired, who were originally stateless, have indeed acquired the nationality of one of the successor states. And in the case of the Russian Federation, according to the Russian authorities, the figure would be over 500,000 people since 2003.
International treaties were developed in 1954 and 1961 to resolve statelessness of millions of people. They provide minimum standards of treatment and a legal framework to help states reduce statelessness. The UNHCR is calling on more countries to sign up to these treaties and eliminate the legal barriers that create statelessness. The UN agency notes Bangladesh, Brazil, Iraq, Vietnam, and Indonesia are some of the countries that have successfully amended their laws over the last decade to confer citizenship upon their stateless populations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.